whoa. Isn't this show supposed to be about quiet times? Well, it doesn't have to be boring.
Yeah. What's up? How you doing out there? You doing awesome? Are you doing amazing? Yeah, this is Wandile K, Mr. Mawanza, and I'm here with Mr. Luandos. Welcome to an awesome, amazing show called Quiet Time on Intensity. Yeah. You know, we are just here to just intensify your spiritual life by giving you the Word of God and inspiring you with the Word of God, because you know what? God loves you. He lives inside of your life. He can just uplift your life and so forth, you know? So, yeah, don't forget to visit us on our awesome website, www.activefm.co.za, and also don't forget to visit us on our awesome Facebook page, /activefm247. Also, don't forget to visit us on our awesome Instagram at activefm247, Yeah, Luando, how are you doing out there? I can see you so excited for something. I don't know, what are you so excited? Even our producer here is just making us laugh, but no matter what, why are you so excited?
I'm so excited. Yeah, because what we're going to talk about is very, 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 very good.
Mm.
Yeah, it's the best thing. Mm. I think it's one thing that we live in almost from being young until now, until maybe you get married. I don't know. But specific for me, do you understand what I'm saying? So yeah. I'm actually saying this based on my life. And sometimes I think we don't express it out there. Mm. Do you understand? In a picture that people can look at, like, well, I can actually relate. This is the thing. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So as you said, you know, this is our show, best show, a.k.a. Mawanza and Luando. We are from Johannesburg in South Africa. We are in Africa. That's our continent. It's the best continent ever. If you want to see a man fighting with a lion and a man wins, come to Africa. And I want to tell you that a.k.a. Mawanza was once involved in that game. A real lion. Am I lying? No, I'm actually kidding. I'm kidding. Not a.k.a. Mawanza. But you know, our continent is actually the best. Active FM show, Quiet Times on Intensity, where you get inspired, moved by the Word of God. We call this show Quiet Times. Why? Because we spend more time, you know, daily spending time with God every day, because we need Jesus. We need God. We need to be encouraged to face, you know, whatever we're going to go through the day.
Mm.
With the power of God, with the Word of God.
Hey, this is Ashley from Active Worship, and you're listening to Active FM.
So many that try, you could go fish. If I've ever lied, you can quote this. Maybe you a guy sin. When God made you, he got it in. Like, ooh, look at the wrist, dabbing a swish. A little stroke of love and ooh, a smile like this. Even when you acting grown, you was baby girl. In my ray of sunshine in a shady world. Get a little excited when my phone buzz. Then I get a little teary eyed when it's just my little cuz. Man, you got me messed up. Now I'm looking like a phone addict. Homie say I done changed up. Now I'm looking like I'm gone daddy. The love we got remind me of summertime in 99. Popping willies down to Georgia Pine. You from VA, but you born to Georgia Peach. Ooh, that's that southern hospitality. You Georgia sweet. Ooh, I just want you. Your mistakes, scars, and your flaws too. I just want you. Your mistakes, scars, and your flaws too. You're perfect for me. Yeah. God himself made you with his hands, so you're perfect for me. I don't think you ever understand how you're perfect for me. You got the beauty of an angel, stop playing. Yeah, you're perfect for me. Since I met you, I became a better man. Yeah, I like the spotlight. You play the background. In your mind, confrontation when I'm bowing down. I keep it turned up. You play it low key. And you ain't dripping when I drip because you know me. I think you're perfect for me. Certainly perfect for me. I wrote this in the mirror with you doing your hair. Every day I'm thankful that you won't go nowhere. Let me get them shoes for ya. Let me set the mood for ya. 2 a.m. and I'm on with no makeup on. And you are still beautiful. You are perfect for me. Certainly perfect for me. I love you. You got my back in the gym. You got my heart. Double tap on the gram. I think it's perfect. I just want you. Your mistakes, scars, and your flaws too. I just want you. Your mistakes, scars, and your flaws too. You're perfect for me. Yeah. God himself made you with his hands, so you're perfect for me. I don't think you ever understand how you're perfect for me. You got the beauty of an angel, stop playing. You're perfect for me. Since I met you, I became a better man. Yeah, you're perfect for me.
Christ, music is hot music, and that was perfect for me. You know, that song was just right for the topic that you about to introduce.
What did you say? Sounds like you're speaking some other words. Like, yo, maybe it just came from one of the. Because since I was speaking about a continent, you know.
Yeah.
And I was thinking maybe you just. Came from maybe Somalia and you're speaking this other language because I can't understand what you're saying. So can you please just for me, because I'm also, you know, part of this incredible show. So I need to understand what were you saying.
Okay, the song that I just said was perfect for me. So
okay.
Now this song is sort of like coming into the topic that probably we're going to speak about, that you are so excited about. You have so been excited even before we even started the show. And what is that topic? It's probably that topic. It starts with an M. You'll probably finish it. It's
we're talking about marriage.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't make sense having people who are not married but talking about marriage and just think about it like, wow, what's the use of listening to this show? But it's portrayed in a certain way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about what is your view of marriage when you're outside marriage?
Mm.
What are your expectations of yourself and of how everything will be when you are married? Does make sense? It makes sense, ne?
Yeah, listening.
That's good. So it's just, what is your view, and what do you think as a single person needs to happen in a marriage when you're married? How do you keep your marriage going? I think it has to do with more of being curious. Because not in a prideful way, but in a way, I think not being curious sometimes is just being ignorant.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're thinking hard, man. Because you know that I have 500 questions, 1,000 questions, and they keep increasing. Wandit, what is your expectation when you get married? Wow! This guy is thinking. Okay, come on, man.
Nah, I was thinking why you asking me that question. Okay, my expectation when I after getting married or when I get married, however way, you know, having a great marriage, even though within the marriage you'll have arguments and all those things, but having a great marriage where within that marriage is God in the marriage, you know, because the reason being that because at times we think that, you know, our marriage can be perfect without God and all that. But now when there's God in your marriage, believe me that the marriage, it's like a chain. There's no way that the chain will be broken into pieces. Because why? Because there is God in that marriage.
Yeah.
So my expectation that when after I get married or when I'm married, God is there in my marriage throughout each and every step of the way. Even if things go bad and whatever, you know, God is still in the marriage and we're still together and so forth. So yeah. So I don't know.
I'm not done. That was just one question of 100 questions.
100, yeah.
Yeah. So tell me, do you have a list of how you want your wife? Because you know, as faith people based on Christ, we have lists. You know, I want her to be white in complexion. You know what I'm saying? Or I want her to be like dark, like chocolate. Or I want her to be Indian or Chinese, from China or from Spain. You see what I'm saying? And this should be the height, and she should be able to cook. She should be able to do what to wake me up with coffee, you know?
You see, that's
it. You know how South African people are. No, a wife must be like this.
Yeah.
But not necessarily that. You see what? But what I'm saying is, what do you have a list?
Yeah, marriage.
I love it.
Yeah,
yes.
There's the one that you just mentioned.
Okay.
And what within that list? Probably like, yes, she should wake me up with a coffee in the morning. And then vice versa, like we do it vice versa. Then the following day, okay, I do it, and then she does it there, and then I do it. She does it. I do it. You know.
How will that make you feel?
It will make me feel like, you know what, this is the real marriage. This is like, you can see that, you know what, we really love each other and all that, you see.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's one of them. The other one is that, you know what, is to see how like, she should cook for me. She should know how to cook for me, you know. Because, you know, in South Africa... You know, in South Africa, so I love you because I'm thinking of something about after marriage. You know, in South Africa, especially black culture, I don't know with other cultures, but mostly in our culture, where, like, you know, when a man is married to a wife, after 2 to 3 years, a man shouldn't be thin. He should be big or fat. Then somebody like the mother, because now if the mother comes, if the husband's mother comes and realizes to wait, why is my son still thin in the second year?
He's been poisoned.
So you should be big fat to see that, you know what, the wife has been feeding my
son
been, yeah, and all that, you see. So yeah, that's another thing that, you know what, my wife should feed me as well.
So you want to be a fat man?
But I don't want to be fat, but you know me, no, not fat, no.
Yeah.
But at least to show that,
she cooked
for me and all that, you know. But that's even right. Myself, I'll be cooking for as well, because I can cook as well. You know, you can't just let your wife just do everything for you.
I think you because of what you have just said, specific for girls, is that, you know, ladies out there, that you have a responsibility, especially if you are in the Lord, to be able to cook. Because listening to what you're saying and being in multiple conversation with other people, specific guys, you see what I'm saying? And it's like one of the things that they expect is having a woman that can cook.
Yeah,
guys love food.
Yeah,
we actually love food. Yeah. I'm thin, but you know, you wouldn't say this guy eats so much, but he looks thin. What's wrong with you?
But now, what will happen after you get married? You're not gonna get thin forever. Mm. So here's my third one.
I've actually seen someone who was so thin, and next thing, I think after a month, this guy was married, and you see the tummy is just coming out like, wow, that's what marriage does.
Yeah, that's what marriage does. So you literally cannot be thin all the way, even when you married until for 5 years, 6 years.
Mm. But so yeah, you believe that I'm also going to be like,
you see, you, gain, with you, you think, but weight, you're going to gain weight.
Okay.
So okay, we'll see where it takes. So now the
that's what
one,
the single man says. Okay.
Wait. The third one, remember, these questions are going to revert to you.
Okay.
The third one is that she should be like responsible, you know.
Yeah.
You know, she should be this type of person that not, when I have children, like, I love my children as well.
I love that, yeah.
You see?
Yeah, that's good.
So it shouldn't be just the husband and all that, but also the wife should love the children and take care of them. And us as well as husband, we also take care of the children to show that, you know what, we love each other as a family and not just, I love children and then you step away from the wife and all that.
Yeah.
No, love everyone and all that. And then the fifth one, what's the fifth one? She should stay beautiful.
How?
Huh?
How?
Through Christ.
Mm.
She should stay beautiful.
So, but what I'm getting out of what you're saying, it's like there are two, I don't know if I'm right, two beauties. So there's staying, now I'm going to ask you. So what I'm getting is that she should stay beautiful in a physical way. And another thing that I'm getting is that she should stay beautiful
in
how
inside.
She walks. So that means living in Christ and not doing things of the world, being faithful. That's one of the things I can say. Being patient, like, you know, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, loving, being kind.
Mm.
So what I want to ask, which part, which beauty, the physical beauty where she looks beautiful or when she lives, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A beautiful life.
Yeah.
So which one?
Both ways, okay. But most important is the one with
the heart.
With
the
heart and all that. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying the previous one when I said she should be responsible in terms of having children and all that. You see? So because now when you have a beautiful heart and all that, believe me, you won't, as a husband, you won't go wrong with the wife that you have like that, who has a beautiful heart and all that, because you can realize that, wow, she, wherever you go in terms of Christ, whatever you're doing within Christ and all that, she will follow you. Because why? Because she knows and she loves, and therefore she wants to do the same as you are doing and whatever, you see.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, that's Luando.
Last question, then. Not done.
Yeah,
I'm just here to answer
this question.
So, do you have gifts that you have thought about that you want to buy your wife when you're married?
Do I have gifts?
Mm.
You know, my first gift is, it's my love.
I'm not talking about that, man. I'm talking about something that's material.
Material. Come on. The first one should be the physical one that doesn't, don't need to carry materials and all that. The first one is the love.
Love.
Yes. Then those materials.
That's who you are.
The material will come number two, number three, whatever. But now the first one, it should be what's coming out of your heart, what's coming out of, you know.
Sure. Yeah. I get what you're saying. But isn't the material what you use is to express this love that you have in you? Because how then is she going to get that you love her without you putting something into action?
You see, now you're not getting what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's there. The material is there. But now, obviously, you're showing it the you know, come on. You don't tell me you're just going to buy a gift and say, take. I'm going to do that. No. What you do is that obviously you buy a gift, but you know that it's coming within, it's coming from your heart that, you know what, this is for me because I love you.
Okay.
You know? And yes, you have a gift there, materials there, whatever, but remember, at times materials die, but the love inside of you for her doesn't die.
But have you ever noticed that the memory of the gift doesn't
Yeah, it's there. It's there.
Okay. It's there. Let's not go there. So, since you say, obviously, the first thing is it's your love for her. And I'm still going to ask you the two specific questions.
Those questions won't finish.
No, one question that I asked you. Do you have specific two things, just two specific things?
Of what?
That you want to buy. Material stuff.
Yeah. Probably roses.
Okay, fair enough.
Flowers, roses.
Yeah.
That's one of them. and then just came back down. And then those delicious chocolate where you wouldn't just find in any shops, but you'll find in that specific shop. You know, like, it's like, I don't know what you call it, lint. Is it lint?
Mm.
Yeah, lint. Those type of chocolates. I don't know if you've ever seen them. Those are the type of chocolate. And the flowers. And I would like say, you know what? This is for you.
So you have a specific thing. It's like a package.
Yeah, it's like a package.
Yeah. That's good, man. I love it. It's very amazing. Thank you for your answers, sir. It's very amazing. Yeah. So, obviously, speaking to people that have been married and just, you know, having more knowledge. It's not just, you know, us guys who are single. It's like we just assume, in a way. It's like assuming, but not being sure. But, you know, people who have married, they have experience.
Yeah.
And I think, I can't say I think, that's very wrong. My point is, one of the guys that I spoke about, he said, one thing I learned in marriage, there's no right or wrong. Just forget about me being right or me being wrong.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And then another thing is saying sorry. That's one of the things also that I learned about saying sorry. Either you think it actually links, either you think you're right or you're wrong.
Yeah.
And another thing specific for, I've actually seen it in the Bible, but it was sort of backed up with what this a man was saying who was married, that, you know, the best way to love your wife is to love the children.
Yeah.
And in fact, it's actually the other way. The best way to love your children, the best way to do that is to love your wife.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was actually powerful, because kids, they never happy, they never free without their mother, and with their mother being treated bad and all that, it just does so much damage into their lives.
Yeah,
I'm actually enjoying the topic.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I was living, like, since you were speaking about marriage, I was like, I just remembered something. I was looking through this newspaper where, like, you know, there's this couple that have been married for, like, guess how many years? It's more than even 52 years.
Yeah.
Even, they both 100 years, actually. The wife is 100 and the man is like 101, too. I can't remember his age. And to show that, you know what, you can see that, you know, they've been like literally, what's the word? They've been like, you know what, they've been sticking together for forever, like long, until even, until some of the line they die together, because they both old and so forth. And like, as I was saying, that, you know what, when you have God inside of your marriage, believe me, your marriage will last. There won't be, obviously, there will be those type of attacks trying to happen. But now when you as a husband and a wife are sticking together and making it to a point that, you know, within my marriage, there's God in my marriage every single day or whatever, every single step of the way, there's God in my marriage. Believe me, the marriage will last.
Yeah, Active FM Quiet Time Show on Intensity. That's where you find us very, very, very excited about our topic. That's where you find us. We are very excited. Yeah, man.
Visions and dreams are the language of your spirit. Unknown is revealed through the power of the fourth dimension. I may not see remind me of your endless mercy.
Now it's Luando's turn.
My turn.
I've been answering a lot. I think I've been answering about 105 questions out there. So it's been awesome. Now it's Luando's turn to answer my 200 questions out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Luando, are you ready for them?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I was born ready for this one. Specific for marriage.
Huh?
I was born ready. Yeah. Bring it on, man. Come on.
So what is your expectation? Okay, let me speak. What is your expectation after you got married and so forth? What is your expectation out of it?
What I always picture in my mind, that she will always kiss me.
Yeah.
So we go to the mall, huh. There she is, hello baby, and then she gives me a kiss. you know, she will always, or I will always be holding your hand.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So two things, eh? Gave you. She would always be kissing me.
Mm.
Obvious kissing her at the same time, you know. She's my wife. She's my babe. She's my queen. She's my everything.
Mm.
And then that I will always be holding her hands. You know, say good things about her.
Mm.
And praying to forgive easily. And love her, buy her gifts every week, honey, buying you gifts.
So now
it's part of the plan. Now when you have that exciting week, because you know what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You see, and always take my wife to date, out for a date, somewhere, not always in one place, to a point that, you know, if we don't have enough money, I can just buy a suite. It's still a gift.
Mm.
You know, I think she will appreciate that because she sees the effort. Because what counts is that, you know, this person is thinking about me. I don't know. I'm guessing. Remember, this is what I expect. Wow. This is what I expect. And then another thing, there are many things to say. Yeah, I feel like preaching right now, what I'm expecting when I'm married. And then I want these, you know, fancy things, you know, that she will always massage me. <You're> laughing. Yeah, she will always massage me. I don't. One thing I don't feel like, you know, sharing with my wife. It's this thing about coffee. I want to make my wife coffee every morning. I don't want her to make me coffee. No, she can do what do you call this thing? Breakfast. No, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but coffee. I want to express myself in the morning.
What if she doesn't drink coffee?
She doesn't drink coffee.
What if she doesn't?
She drinks something. Whatever she drinks. And I know it's not alcohol. Guess what?
it's water.
Even if it's water, waking up in the morning, getting a cup of... What does Jesus Christ say about giving those little ones just a cup of what? A glass of water.
Glass of water.
Wow, it links. Yeah. It links, yeah. Mm. So, those are the fancy things, eh?
Mm.
And always buy her gifts, you know, always surprise her. And... always love her, always tell her that I love her.
Yeah.
You know, out of nowhere, there we are. Maybe even a church, just a kiss without her expecting, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are the, but you know, it takes discipline. It takes discipline. Okay, I'm just going to be reading from the book of Genesis chapter 2. Verse 23, yes, a man. In fact, I'm going to read from 22. It says, then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man and brought her to the man. The man said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. Adam and his wife were both naked and they felt no shame. I'm just going to sort of like just take one thing. I think one of the biggest things, obviously being, now I'm serious. I was actually serious even the things that I mentioned before. One of the things I think and I believe and I sort of like know in a way is that, you know, one of the things that can make marriage to not fail, but, you know, struggle is me and my wife coming from different backgrounds. And she's taught this. I am taught this. And now what happens is that I want to put my rule, and my rule is based on what I was taught at home. Do you understand what I'm saying? And now she also wants to put in what she was taught at home. But now what happens is that what I was taught at home and what she was taught at home clashes.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And how then do we overcome that? And sometimes it's a girl who has never been involved in terms of like sex and, you know, parties and all that. She was raised, not that she's perfect, but she was raised in the house of God. You see what I'm saying? But getting married with a dude that has been out there doing all these things, and along the way this guy gets saved.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And I think there is a danger in a way, because the man is connected to a world that the woman doesn't know.
Yeah.
Which is what is the past. You know, one of the things that counts, I believe personally, is that the past. Do you understand what I'm saying? What past am I sharing? Do you understand? What past is my wife sharing? Do you understand what I'm saying? And in that, now the problem is that there we are married, but guess what? In our past, we are divorced because we're not one in our past. You see what I'm saying? And in a way, I will always keep bringing what's in the past into the present time. And in the present time, I'm married. Do you understand what I'm saying? And now, in a way, it clashes, because in my mind, I'm always, certain times, I'm always in that past and I'm not with her, because guess what? My past is me sleeping around. And she was never that person. She was raised in church. And the question is, how do you overcome that?
Mm.
How do you overcome that where now you're no more living in your own world that she doesn't understand and all that?
Mm.
And for me, it's I love what it says here. It says, you know, Adam and his wife were both naked and they felt no shame.
Mm.
And I believe you have to be honest.
Mm.
And I know some of the things that we used to do as guys before we got married, parties and sleeping around, are hectic things. But the thing is, you have to expose those things.
Mm.
She needs to know that you did wrong things and don't hide the stuff, because when she finds out, she's not going to like it. It's going to hurt her.
Yeah.
And the same thing, sometimes a guy who has been raised in church, but the woman, you know, she got saved along the way, but she used to live this wild life.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But the most important thing is just to open up so that she understands your world. You see what I'm saying? And if you still struggle, but she can help you.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's what is through prayer and all that, but living in your past without your partner knowing, I believe in a way, it's in that perspective, it's like you divorced because you're just alone there.
Yeah.
And you come back, but you come back being shaped by your past, and she doesn't even know that.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Obviously, now applying the word of God, but just exposing each other, which means there has to be what forgiveness
yeah.
that needs to take place. There has to be what to be forgiveness that needs to take place. Yeah, and another thing, the first question I raised up, you know, having different backgrounds clashing when people coming together. For me, as a single man, I think it's just compromising. Okay, this is how we're raised. This
yeah.
is how we're raised. But guess what? We starting new. We're basing everything on the word of God. Everything is going to be on the word of God. Because this is what you say, and this is what I'm saying, honey. But guess what? What does God say?
Mm.
And that's where unity is. You
yeah.
see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's where unity is. What does God say? All the time, God needs to come in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I'm done. Makes sense.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's really true. And obviously, in terms of forgiving that, you know, we should always forgive each other, even if, you know, even if we did something wrong and all that. But, yeah, obviously there will be a time where, like, you know, we're angry with each other and all that.
Mm.
But that's why I'm saying that, you know, the reason that you forgive and all that, because, right, there's God within the marriage. And therefore, when there's God within the marriage, there will always be a thing of, like, you know what, I forgive you.
Mm.
You know, and there we are the following day, act as if nothing happened. Because
yeah.
why? Because God is in the marriage and love each other and so forth. So yeah. So otherwise,
yeah.
it's been
good.
Yeah,
it's been good.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
It's been good, challenging in a way. And I think something that we didn't talk about, we personal,
yeah.
getting married. I mean, any guy, any. I don't know. I've never asked women about this, and I think they're too shy to speak about it. But it would also sound wrong to ask a woman, do you expect to have a lot of sex when you're married?
Like,
But guess what? As a guy, I expect that. Do you understand
yeah.
what I'm saying? I expect to do what to have sex. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I think the journey, in a way, being corrected by God, is that as guys, we... It's so easy for guys to just fall into porn.
Yeah.
And now when we go to marriage, to be honest, we can have those images in our minds that we generate from watching porn to say,
yeah.
okay, this is how we're going to have sex. You see what I'm saying? But I think we need to be careful, and we need to really even open, if we have leaders, we need to open up about these things, open up to God. I believe God is more interested. He's interested in terms of our lives about sex.
Mm.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Because he designed this thing. Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, we can't... I'm going to open up and it may sound stupid, but we can't have sex like animals. We are people. We're not animals. We're supposed to be ruling animals. We're not supposed to be following animals. I think I actually pay debt. Mm. And now what happens is that all these things are inspired by Satan. And all we want is that, oh, I'm going to marriage and I'm going to do these things that we see the worldly people do. Oh. No, it doesn't work. I believe it doesn't work like that.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So we need to be very, very careful even about those things. Because guys, it's not like guys expect to have a lot of sex. But guess what? They just...
Mm.
How they gonna do it? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's another thing. Even in that life, even in those thoughts, you know what? Because some of us, we carry those thoughts, but we need to bring God in. We need to have training. That means God needs to help us with these things. You see what I'm saying? So that we will do the right thing. You see what I'm saying? Because end of the day, you also gonna take the same thing. You go advise someone else when you married, and guess what? So it starts right now. It starts right now. God has prepared us to be man and husband while we're not even married. If you look at David, before he even became a king, he was anointed as what?
Mm.
You see, even Adam, before God created Eve, sorry, his wife, they were actually both Adam at that time before sin. Eve, the name Eve only came after sin. And what happened is that, guess what? Adam already carried the character of being a husband. You see what I'm saying? So that means we have to be allowing God. We have to be allowing God. And one of the things is that let God choose for you. I think that's, you know, if you can trust God for getting you the right person, you can trust God for anything. And that's where most of us as Christians, we actually fall. You see what I'm saying? If, I mean, most of the relationships that we get involved into, we believe that they're from God. But why did they fail if they're from God? Which shows that they were not from God. So now we need to trust God and we need to depend on God.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So this has been blessing. Active FM Show Quiet Times on intensity, being blessed, you know, moved. We talk about things that matter. We talk about things that build, you know, the family itself, that allows man to grow himself. Okay.
Yeah.
So now we're closing.
Yeah, we're closing
the
show.
Closing our show.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
We'll see you next time.
Yeah,
talk to you next time.
Been an awesome title that we've been speaking about here, about marriage. How do you view as marriage and all that? So yeah, if now as Lwando said, we're closing the show. You know, somewhere in the line, you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You know what? And you know that, you know what, this is the time that, you know what, I want to accept God in my life. I want Him to live inside of me. You know what? This is not a mistake. This is a right time for you to accept Him. And I just want you to say this prayer after me. Heavenly Father,
I believe
that
Jesus Christ
died
on the cross
for my sins
and rose from the dead.
His blood
washes away my past
my sins
and prepares me
for eternity. I receive your forgiveness
and accept
Jesus
as my savior
and Lord.
From this day forward
I am yours
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know, one of the things, actually men that have inspired me, it's Christians who are being persecuted and how they're still able to love their wives in those hard times and all that. And I think that for me has been the biggest model.
Yeah.
I think that's actually incredible.
Yeah. You can see Lado just want to continue it all. He's just enjoying the topic. Otherwise, thank you guys for listening to an awesome, amazing show. This is Quiet Times on Intensity. Don't forget to visit us on our awesome website, www.activefm.co.za. And also not forgetting to visit us on our awesome Facebook page, /ActiveFM247. /ActiveFM247. And also, don't forget to visit us on our awesome Instagram page at ActiveFM247 @ActiveFM247. Otherwise, we are signing out. Myself, Wandile, aka Mr. Mawanza, and Mr. Lwandos. Peace out and God bless. Shut up.
Christ music is hot music.
Christ music is hot music.
Hey, hey, hey.
Tell them, Pilo, everybody on the team.
for now. Blinded by this world, that's until he made me see. Was a slave to his chains, that's until he set me free. Now this joy that I have, the world can't take it. This feeling that he gave me, I just can't shake it now. Everybody gather round for my line. We gon' celebrate like it's 1999. And we hit it in the 2K. Grace when we see the love of God in a new way. Salvation's in his hands like a bridal bouquet. Spirit in that water, boy, like I'm Bobby Boucher. Everybody to the celebrate. From the love of God, nothing that can separate. Heavy burden to us, to the Lord, they just led the way. Rupture, I'ma levitate. Praise, I'ma elevate. Hey. To the one who hung your God in my place. Hey. Rupture, offer me salvation by grace through faith. No, it's not by strength nor might, but it's all by the Spirit of Christ.
I can dance all night, like David danced. To the vibe and we can dance. The pain buys out, stretch hands, and it changed my plans. And I thank you for life, cause he saved my soul. If you save by grace, let's go.
Hey.
Sin and I'm forgiven.
Now I praise you, cause
you saved your own. The entire globe, it shines like a scroll, and we shall behold them lifted up in the sky. So tell me what is made of your soul, my full of vibe, that you would come here and die, bled and hung high. Just to pay a price on a debt that I couldn't buy. Gotta give you praise when I think, ooh, I was a wrestler with the rhymes till you touch me, ooh. Like an electric vibe, from the cha-cha to the electric slide. We in overdrive, cause we so alive. Can we celebrate it, cause we are Jehovah's bride.
Hey.
On your mark, get ready, set, go. Last call, everybody to the flow. Two of your styles, I'm just trying to say your last dance. So this praise in advance.
I can dance all night, like David danced. To the vibe and we can dance. The pain rise, I stretch hands and I change my plans. And I thank you for life, cause he saved my soul. If you save my grace, let's go.
Hey, oh, hey,
I can dance all night.
M.I.A. to L.A. in the vein. If you love Christ, let me hear you say.
Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey.
I can dance all night, like David danced. To the vibe and we can dance. The pain buys out, stretch hands, and I change my plans. And I thank you for life, cause he saved my soul. If you save my grace, let's go.
Hey, hey.